Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. Filling in for Erica Sanford on this wonderful snowy day, I'm Christian Knight. Throughout the next several weeks, the City of Kirkland will be conducting its biannual community survey. Researchers will be contacting and ultimately interviewing 500 of Kirkland's registered voters through their landlines and their cell phones. The interviews will last approximately 15 minutes, and amassed together will give the city's elected leaders and workers a better idea of how the public perceives Kirkland's array of services. The city will publish the complete survey on kirklandwa.gov. The survey's results will also serve as a grade report for Kirkland's elected leaders and administrators. Every year, the city evaluates its performance against established targets for service. Many of these targets are based on citizens' perspectives reported in the survey, such as the targets for building active, more participative neighborhoods. In this example, if 90% of surveyed citizens rate neighborhood services, programs, and infrastructure as satisfactory or better, Kirkland's leaders know they've reached their goals. Of course, survey results aren't the only way the City Council measures progress towards its 10 goals. For the Parks and Recreation's goal, performance is measured against four objective targets. One is based on citizen satisfaction, as reported in the survey, but the City Council also measures its performance against the metric of having a neighborhood park within a quarter-mile radius of every resident. The City's annual grade report uses citizen satisfaction and other measures to grade Kirkland's progress toward each of the City Council's 10 goals. This grade report, known as the Performance Measures Report, is currently available to the public through kirklandwa.gov. In it, citizens can observe their city government's progress toward the City Council's 10 goals, which were established in 2009. And of course, Kirkland's leaders are always looking for feedback and new perspectives. Visit kirklandwa.gov to contribute to your city. If you want to go on one of the nation's best six-mile strolls, you'll have to head down to San Antonio or over to Chesapeake Bay in Maryland. Or you could just head down the road to Kirkland's waterfront, into Carillon Point, up into the neighborhoods, and around downtown. The route is the nation's third best walk in 2011, according to the American Volkssport Association, a national walking organization. Every year, members of the Volkssport Association vote on their favorite routes. Those 10-kilometer routes can be mountainous hikes, desert traverses, or journeys through American history, such as the Gettysburg Battlefield or Boston's Freedom Trail. In the last 16 years, Washington, D.C.'s Monument Tour has been the group's most popular winner, earning a spot on the top 10 list 14 times. Kirkland first appeared on the list in 2001. To get more information on the area's local Volkssport Club, visit the Interlochen Trailblazers Volkssport Club's Facebook page by typing their name into the search bar. And finally, we'll end the show with a tale of persistence. Several months ago, we told the story about a nationwide contest that would have given Kirkland's Dog Advocacy Group enough seed money to build, open, and maintain the city's first off-leash dog park. K-Dog came close to winning the $100,000 prize. It was a finalist, but it was not a winner. The group's members responded to that summertime loss with persistence and lots of weed pulling. And at noon, on January 28th, they will be opening Jasper's Dog Park to the public. The park is in the Totem Lake neighborhood at the intersection of 113th Avenue Northeast and Northeast 120th Street. For more information, visit K-Dog's website at kdog.org. And remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand, on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. And thanks for watching Currently Kirkland.